Alex is a longtime supported missionary here at Faith Bible. He serves with Far East Broadcasting, and he will tell us all the things that that God's laid on his heart this morning. Okay, so if you'd help me welcome Alex Drucha.
Thank you, thank you. I'm very happy to be again. It's something like long time ago I've been here, but last time I think it was something like 10 years ago, maybe. I don't know. First time I remember I came here, it was a huge conference. The church began to support us, myself, my wife, and Michael Koshiniko. And I don't know if you remember Michael. And so Michael was my interpreter in that time. Today, I try to manage my English. My English still not pure, but poor. And so I try to do the best, and you need to listen to me very carefully, because sometime I think I will be make some mistakes. Usually it's like that, you know. The person who don't know well language make many mistakes. Well, maybe I say a couple words about my ministry. It was begin in 1973 in Canary Islands with Russian seamen who came to Canary Islands. It was two bases who supply the ships coming to Russian ships coming, Soviet ships coming to Canary Islands. So I begin my ministry there with Russian military people there, a Russian seaman, and Russian workers who was working in the ships. Okay, I met my wife there. By the way, my wife Isabel, she's the prettiest wife in the world. She sent greetings to all of you. She cannot come because she's teaching as a teacher of second language to professionals like doctors and nurses and police, whatever. And she not find a substitute, you know, so I came myself. And she sent many greetings. And also, by the way, I wrote a book. The name is in English, The Islands. And you can have by free in my table. Just if you want to give some offering for the radio programs, you're welcome. But it's for free. I translate that book in Spanish and English. I wrote in Russian, then I translate to Spanish and English. So if you find some errors, you say? Terrible errors, you can write me and maybe I correct them at time, you know. So my ministry began there, so in Canary Islands, in Spain. And my radio programs also begin there. With a small cassettes, you know, we begin to do small cassettes and we give to the seamen, and then some organization like Trans World Radio and Slavic Gospel Association, they begin to know my ministry and they invite me to support me and to help me. And so since that time, it's something like 4 or 5 years ago. Now, I try to do the best in my Russian language to Russian people by the radio. programs. Today we have radio programs all over in United States, in Europe, in Russia, Ukraine, Belarus. And right now I'm working in the project of Bashkiria. Bashkiria is a Muslim, small Muslim country inside of Russia. So we try to find a way to introduce the gospel there. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. But with the Lord's help, we can do. Well, speaking about the missionary, most of us, we know who is a missionary. It's a person who was sent to some place or sent to do some mission work. I don't want to explain too much about that. We know that Jesus himself was the first missionary who came directly from the Godfather to us with a special mission to save people. To save people. He was the first one. And then apostles and then disciples and came to us today. We are missionaries. We don't know that. We are missionaries, and I want to explain. And I want to explain what is really mean to be a missionary. What is really be a missionary? I find in the Bible, I find four, we can say, steps or indications. I prefer to say. War indication. Three of them, it was in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. And I will ask someone to read, because my Bible, I bring very, very small letters, and I cannot, even with my glasses, I need some binoculars, but I forget to bring binoculars. So I will ask Steve, please, could you help me, please, read 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, and verses 1 through 13. Thank you so much. That is true. He always is faithful. He always is faithful. We, as a persons, we make mistakes. We make mistakes. Many times we are not faithful to God. And today I want to speak that a missionary. It's not, sometimes we have a false, false idea about the missionary. We think the missionary is some kind of superhero, you know, Superman. Or we think it's special people, you know, whatever. That is not correct image we make for ourselves, you know. And the Bible teaches us completely different picture. First of all, Apostle Paul said, you must be like a good soldier, like a good soldier. And Second Timothy says, share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets engaged in the concerns of civil life. He seeks to please the commanding officer. First of all, look that. Suffer penalties. A soldier suffer penalties. You know, sometimes we don't want to be missionaries because we think there is a very hard time. In that place, it will be a very hard time. We don't want to be a missionary because I want to be a good soldier, but it's very difficult. It's very difficult. And I don't want to suffer. I don't want to lose my hobbies. I don't want to lose my life. I want to have my own life. I want to have my own money, etc., etc. A soldier, you know, Apostle Paul spent many times, many nights and days, I believe many years, in the prison between the soldiers. They take him in chains, and he know very well what he said, very well. He said, that person suffered penalties. And then he must to stay all time with the guards, with surveillance, and it is continuous dedication of prayer. Good soldier of Christ need to be prayer man. If you want to be a missionary, you must dedicate your life to prayer. And the second thing I see here, he is not involved in another people's business. He is not involved. He tried to serve only to Jesus Christ. And that is also is not very easy because the temptation is very big. You want to be you want to possess many things. And a missionary many times have nothing, not possessing nothing. This is you must understand that missionary is a person who moving from one place to other with God leadings. If you want to be a missionary, you must obey God. You must obey. You cannot be involved in many things. You know, the Apostle Paul say very clearly, and Luke's also, Lucas chapter 16, verse 13 says, no servant can serve two masters. No servant, no missionary, no Christian person serve two masters. If you want to be a missionary, you must to obey only one leader, commander. You cannot serve God and riches or some other things. You cannot serve like that. Luke says, no servant can serve two masters because either he will hate one and love the other, or he will cling to one and despite the other, you cannot serve God and riches. It's very clear. And sometimes missionaries make mistakes. They begin to serve too many things, and they not serving. You're really not serving God. I always have in mind a soldier when a soldier is a spy. You know, the spy must to obey only one commander. If he begin to serve or to obey different commanders, he's not able to serve the country, you know. He is a traitor. And listen carefully. Usually the spy is a soldier to one country, and if he trespass the fidelity to the commander or to the country he's serving, he immediately is a traitor, and very soon was punished or will be punished. You cannot serve two lords. You must serve only Jesus Christ. The second indicator in this chapter 2 of Timothy, we see the example of athletes. And when Apostle Paul speaking about athletes, he's speaking, I understood that he's speaking about Olympic Games. I was fortunate to be sent by a Christian organization, sport Christian organization, in 1988. I was sent with other young men. In that time, we was young. They was sent us to Korea, South Korea, Seoul, in 1988. And we was speaking directly with the young people there. And we have a chapel. We was leading that chapel 24 hours every day for almost 2 months. And that is amazing how God speak to that young people. Many of them crying. Because most of them, they are, came to the chapel because they are so superstitious. You know, they thought if they come to the chapel, it's enough. They will have very powerful strength to go back to gain to the games, you know, to the Olympic Games. And unfortunately, that it was a mistake. But in the same moment, they listened the message. They saw the pictures. They saw the video. They saw they have a books, etc., etc. So we spoke to all Russian, I can say maybe better if I say to all Slavic people and Spanish-speaking people, like, for example, Polish, Ukrainian, Russian, Belarusian, even some Bulgarian, Croatian. Most of them understand Russian. So we were speaking to them, and they saw that film, Jesus. They was crying. And maybe it was first time in the life, they was listening and thinking about salvation, you know. Well, but what I want to say, that most of them was crowned, you know, with the crown. Today they put medals, you know. You can have medals. But in that time when the Apostle Paul wrote, they put laurel crowns, you know. And that crowns came according to the fidelity of regulations. What I mean to say is you cannot go by bicycle if you must go running. You cannot do that. You cannot dope yourself with some drugs and next day you go to running. You cannot stay dancing all night in some clubs and then go to running. You cannot do that. And I spoke with many Christian coach who was there in Olympics games. And they say that young people who not obeyed that regulation, they will punish, they will take out from that business, you know. And it's very sad, but it's true. And they do that. And they do. Just recently, in the Olympic Games in Sochi, in Russia, they take many young people out of the competition. Why? Because they are not ruling by rules, you know. They not obeyed. They not fidel for that rules, you know. What does mean? What I want to say, you know, you and me, we are in Pharaoh's fight, spiritual warfare, and every day. And if you are not ready, if you are not obedient to God's words, if you don't know the rules, you must be prepared. If you want to be a good missionary, if you want to be a good Christian, you must be obeyed the rules of God. You cannot do whatever you want. I met in my life many missionaries who just came to the mission field maybe for a couple years, and they was ruined by themselves because they went out from the Bible. They went out from the church. They went out from the rules of God. And it's very sad. Today I don't know if maybe they come back, some of them yes, but some not, come back to the Lord, you know. When I'm speaking about rules, about obeying rules, I'm not speaking about salvation, because we're supposed to be saved already, and suppose we wanted to do a ministry to God, you know. But you must train yourself. In chapter 4, James says, verse 7, therefore submit to God. We must submit us to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Sometimes we are very innocent, you know. We don't look like that. We thought we are strong, but James said, listen, you must to flee from evil. You must to flee, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And unfortunately, many times we are not strong. We are very weak. And just a small example what God says about rules. Listen, verse 24, 25, and 26 of chapter 2. of Timothy says, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kindly to everyone, an apt teacher, patient, correcting opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant that they will repent and come to know the truth, and that they may escape from the shame, from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will. So, do you want to be a missionary? Do you want to be a missionary? Fight according to the rules of the Bible. And he will crown you. He will crown. He will put a medal in the end of your life. He will put some special crown, some special medal. And the third indicator, it's about the farmer. Farmer is interesting also, because the farmer, Apostle Paul say very few words about farmer, but it's very, very important. You must work if you want to enjoy of your food. You know, you must work. And when I thinking about the farmer life is, it's not easy. My father was a farmer. My grandfather was a farmer. My great-grandfather was also a farmer. And I know a little bit about farming. A little bit. But it's very hard to work the land. You know why? Because the land is very down. And you must to stay there working very hard, you know. It's not easy. My father said when they came to Paraguay many years ago, many people, native people, Indians from that area in Paraguay, they don't know how to grow a potato or some other things. But my father said the land, it was so good that you make a hole like that with your feet. You make a hole, you put the seeds there, and 1 year you have huge trees. You know, it's incredible, but they never work it. They never have potatoes because they never work it. So my father, my grandfather was teaching them how to planting, you know, how to planting potatoes. I myself remember when my father teaching me planting potatoes in Russia. We surviving with potatoes. Even today, the 87% of population of Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, they are very poor. They are very poor. They surviving with potatoes. Each family planting potato, you know. I don't know what will happen with Americans if some very big crisis came. I don't know if you know how to plant potatoes. Yeah, we're laughing, but it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. We don't know how to plant potatoes. So, but when I'm thinking about the person who is working in the land, it's a very hard work, very hard. I remember when I begin to work in the radio ministry, in Transworld Radio, there in south of France, in Monte Carlo. I remember we spent 1 year, 1 year waiting some answers from the public, from Russia, from Ukraine. Finally, after 1 year of working, we receive a letter. We receive a letter from a group of young communists. And they wrote a huge paper like this one. And in one side, they wrote with a red pencil, they wrote, "There is no God. Give your money to some other things. Don't lose money in broadcasting." And in other side, they say, "No one listen you. No one listen you." And down in the corner, they wrote a group of young consumers. They are completely stupid, sorry. No one listened, but they were listening. They listen. A group of young people was listening to that program. So we was very, very, very happy to receive that letter. That is our first letter. Then the time came in time of perestroika, the years of 87 and on, when we was receiving thousands letters each month. It's incredible how God used the program. It was very hard. Yes, it is hard. It was hard to waiting and waiting and waiting and working and working. And I imagine that the farmer need to go also some rules, God's rules, for example, about the nature. Yeah, you cannot plant seeds in winter time. You must prepare the land maybe 12 months before, and then take care of that land, and then working the land, and then planting and watering, whatever. So there is a lot of work, and you must to know the nature of God, how God work, how God prepare everything, how the seeds, small seeds, became a big trees. You know, it's incredible, incredible. But it's require discipline and require just work. Why discipline? You cannot be lazy. Yes, sometime the farmer sleep more time, sometime not. But he is discipline himself. You want to be a missionary? You must be disciplined. You must be disciplined. You must work if you want to see the fruits. And what great joy you can have after having that work done, you know. You must work hard, very hard. And last one, its indicator is to be ambassador. To be ambassador. I like this so much, this word, ambassador, because it's indicate that you, as a person, as a Christian, as a missionary, you represent God. Did you thought about that? Listen what we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 21. My voice is so bad. I can ask maybe again. Brother Steve, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 21. It's very interesting. Some words there is very, very key words for everyone, not only for missionary, but for everyone. Could you read that, please? Yes, you know, it's incredible. It's key words like ambassador for Christ. You and me, we are representing God in this life, here with you in Little Genesee, or Charlotte, or Spain, or Russia, or whatever. You know, who is this ambassador? You know, you represent your country, your kingdom of God. You represent, and me, your identity. If we can say, we say many times, well, it's our American culture. It's our Russian culture. It's our Spanish culture. Yes, it's true, but... what identity you have? What kind of identity? Are you Christian? Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you remember that stories from the Bible? What kind of country they represent? What king they serving? God. Only God. They was representing. Only God. And they don't care about the culture, the whatever, you know, the political situation. They represent God. That is most important. Most important. That is very important mission. An ambassador, as I understand, he make peace between two persons, two countries. You know, he's a make peace to two countries. For example, if the country have some problem, what happened? They send quickly some ambassador there to make a peace with that country. And we, as a Christians, as a missionaries, We make that peace between God and man. I'm representing God. So that is very, very important. Very important issue. Very important what we're doing in this life. And you know, when I first time read the Bible, God touched my heart with some verses from Romans 10, especially verse 14. You know, it's touched my heart to do a mission work. In that time, I was not thinking about a missionary, but mission work. And if you read, you will be understand. It says, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? This is the first question of Paul. And the second question is, and how are they to believe in him on whom they have never heard? And the third question is, and how they to hear without someone preaching? And the last one, fourth, is, and how are they to preach unless they are sent? How? These four questions all my life stay in my soul. How? How? You want to be a missionary. If God touch your heart, if God touch, you don't need to go to Spain or to Russia. You can go here. You can go here. Because God speak to you. And think about a couple minutes. Just take a time and think about four questions. How can I be a missionary? How can I be a missionary? If you are if you are faithful as a soldier, he's faithful to his commander. As athletes, the athletes must obey rules, you know, rules of the Olympic Games. And if you are a farmer, you must work. And you, if you are an ambassador, you represent God. So that is beautiful, you know, to be a missionary everywhere, everywhere. And each of us can be a missionary, each of us. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Sorry, my voice is gone and gone and gone. And maybe when I come home, I will not speak with my wife.